Week 1. Calling strong fathers. Week 2. Today is a new day. Week 3. You have what it takes. Week 4. You are not alone. Week 1. Calling strong fathers. The glory of children is their fathers. Proverbs, chapter 17, verse 6. English Standard Version. I don't know why you picked up this book. Maybe someone recommended it, or perhaps your wife or a friend gave it to you. I don't know if you're examining it in a bookstore or skimming it while riding on a commuter train. But if you are reading these words, three things are almost certainly true. 1. You have a daughter you love. 2. You are a conscientious man with a good heart. 3. You desperately want to connect with your daughter and help her become a healthy adult. It could be that your daughter is a teen or young adult who's struggling. You've tried everything you can think of to help her. To date, nothing has worked. Maybe you're at your wit's end. It could be that your daughter is still a young and reasonably compliant child, but she's growing faster than bamboo in a tropical rainforest. And while you can't shield her forever from every pain of life as she rockets toward adulthood, you want to spare her unnecessary heartache. I don't have to tell you our world is cruel to girls. Every day our daughters are exposed to ugly realities. The media assaults their worth. Peers and predators make them targets of verbal, emotional, and sexual abuse. Often by the time a troubled, hurting girl shows up in my office, she's depressed, addicted, infected with an STD, or pregnant. Some of my patients have run away from home. Others are just waiting for the opportunity. What's the solution to this daughter crisis? It depends on whom you ask. Politicians call for more studies and new laws. Mental health professionals call for more counseling and empowerment programs. Women's groups call for more sex education, birth control, and federal funding. I'm calling for stronger fathers. This is also the call of your daughter. Be strong for me, Dad. Protect me. Teach me. Show me the way. Girls think such things constantly, even when they can't or won't say them overtly. As wise King Solomon observed in the verse cited above, the glory of a daughter is her father. In my book, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, 10 Secrets Every Father Should Know, I expressed it this way. If you could see yourself as your daughter sees you, even for 10 minutes, your life would never be the same. From experience, I know that when fathers don't engage, when they fail to offer the masculine strength and guidance a mother is unable to provide, something goes wrong within the soul of a girl. I know this from 30-plus years of practicing pediatric and adolescent medicine. I know this also from a mountain of scientific data. This is not an opinion. It's a fact. Girls get better and do better and are better when they are guarded and guided by strong, involved fathers. Conversely, girls don't do well. They get lost and in trouble when their dads go AWOL or become distracted. No wonder the Apostle Paul wrote this sobering warning in the New Testament. Fathers, do not exasperate your children so that they will not lose heart. Colossians chapter 3, verse 21. New American Standard Bible. Heed the sacred warning. Do not exasperate your children. How does a father exasperate or discourage his daughter and cause her to lose heart? I've seen this loss of heart happen in two primary ways. 1, when a dad is guilty of being harsh and making unreasonable demands. And 2, when a dad is guilty of gross inattention and neglect. But I've also seen something else. I've seen fathers who nurture their daughters and enjoy great relationships with them. They do this by heeding the divine call to move strongly into their daughters' lives. These girls are heartened, encouraged, and brimming with confidence. The place to begin is with this essential truth. God is calling you. Being a father is a divine summons. This call transcends what I think as a doctor. It's bigger even than what your daughter wants or needs. Sadly, many men have difficulty hearing and embracing this high and noble calling.